Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On World Water Day, March 22nd, the U.S. government, through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, launched USAID Lowland Wash, a new water, sanitation, and hygiene activity to support the government of Ethiopia's One Wash national program in pastoral areas of Afar, Somali, and Southern Nations, Nationalities, and Peoples regions. The new activity will increase the availability of improved, sustainable drinking water sources, increase access to better sanitation products and services, catalyze enhanced sanitation and hygiene behaviors, and build capacity for enhanced knowledge and data management, while also expanding sustainable water use for agriculture. In the near term, the activity will help respond to the current drought while working to build long-term resilience by helping communities to better manage and use their water resources. Given the magnitude of the current drought, the activity will prioritize well rehabilitation in acutely affected Cabelas. This, in addition to the nearly $10 million in humanitarian aid that the U.S. is providing to improve access to safe drinking water, rehabilitate water systems and sanitation infrastructure, and provide relief items like hygiene kits and water containers. Ethiopia has made dramatic strides over the last 15 years to increase access to improved water and sanitation. Speaking ahead of the launch, Christian Holmes, Global Water Coordinator for USAID, highlighted the importance of the work the new activity will undertake. Safe water and sanitation is what enables a child to grow, learn, and rise out of poverty. It is what keeps communities healthy. USAID's lead partner, AECOM International Development, will implement the $23.8 million activity in cooperation with CARE USA and the International Rescue Committee. Water is life, and the United States is proud to partner with Ethiopia in developing this essential resource for the benefit of all the people of Ethiopia.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.